The money. The awkward part of being a top-level fitness professional for some people is to ask for the money. Yes, I want to help people, and yes, I want to train people, and yes, I want to have a full-time career as a fitness professional, and yes, I want to be able to support my family and live in a beautiful home and go on holidays and choose my own hours, be my own boss, and have a life of abundance doing what I'm absolutely passionate about, but I don't want to ask for the money. So how do we make that process, the money process of training people, really simple and really easy? We break it up into three parts. Number one is, what are you going to charge and why? Then how do you ask for the money, and how do you make sure that that transaction goes through from your client's bank account to your bank account? So the first thing is, how much do I need to charge? And as we know, it's a simple process. The first question is, how much money do you want to earn? And usually there's two numbers for that. The first number is, what's your BAM, bare ass minimum amount of money that you need to live your life and earn the amount of money that you are possibly earning now, so you can live where you can pay your bills, pay your mortgage, pay your rent, buy food, go on holidays, and the bare ass minimum amount of money that you need to live. So your break-even point. The second number would be, how do you really want to live? How much money do you need to earn to have a life that you're really excited about, so you can choose the exact dream home that you want to live in and drive the exact dream car and go on the exact dream holidays and buy the things that you want to buy, send your children to private school if you want to, give the amount of money to charity that you want to give. What's that big amount? What you then do is you add your expenses to that amount. So how much is it going to cost you to run your business? Now, obviously, if you have a home studio with very little equipment, the amount's going to be a lot less than if you have a big facility where you're employing people, paying rent, paying accountants and lawyers. But it's an important number to make sure you've got the exact amount. So how much do you want to earn, and then what are your expenses? Add those two numbers together and then divide that by the number of hours you want to invest into your business. So if it's $100,000 a year that you want to earn and you have $50,000 worth of expenses, so it's $150,000 for the year, 52 weeks in the year, and you want to work 40 hours a week, how much do you need to charge? Whether that's per hour, per half an hour, whether you're going to do 45-minute sessions. So that's a session with your calculator, and that'll share with you exactly how much you need to charge. Now, the next question is, how much do I charge for my target market? And there's lots of answers for that. And I always use the wine analogy. There are people who would never drink a bottle of wine that was worth less than $100. There are some people that only buy wine that's $30, $40. There are some people that buy cask wine for $10. And there's some people that don't drink wine. However, if you aim to sell cask wine to people who drink $100 bottles of wine, you won't have a successful wine business, and vice versa. If you are trying to sell $100 bottles of wine to people who drink cask wine, then you'll go broke. So you need to work out what your target market is prepared to invest into your business. The next question then is, are there people who you want to help that don't have any money versus the cask wine drinkers or the non-drinkers versus people who spend $100 or more on a bottle of wine, or people who would find it offensive to invest less than a large amount in a professional service for a professional person? So there are some people that if you told them that the personal training was $20 a session, they would find that offensive. They would think that you're a cheap personal trainer and they wouldn't train with you. There are other people who have had really poor experiences with a personal trainer, and $20 seems like a ridiculously large amount to invest in half an hour of your time. So you need to work out who your target market is and how you're going to market to those people. And then there's this really special thing that you can do where you have a package to suit everybody. So you might have a top-end platinum package where you can market to the people who would be offended if the session was less than $100 or $200. You can have a gold package, which you can market to the people who would find it offensive if it was a cheap personal training session, but they certainly wouldn't invest $100 or $200 in a personal training session. And then if there's people who really don't have any money, but they really need your help, you might have a maintenance or lifestyle package or somewhere, something or somewhere that they can still have time with you, but it's a really inexpensive amount. So it might be that they only see you once a month. They get online help and support during the other 3 weeks that they don't see you. You might write a program for them when they're not with you. And it might be as little as $10 a week or $5 a week. And that way you can look after everybody, because people say to me, oh, but Roe, I want to train some people that have no money and some people that are really wealthy. Well, that gives you the option. So now you know what you need to charge. Now you've got some idea on, I'm either going to charge top end, medium, or middle end. And please don't use that or measure that against what other personal trainers are charging, or what other gyms are charging, or what other fitness professionals are charging. Remember, it's totally based on how much money do you want to earn, what are your expenses, and how many hours do you want to invest into your business. And that's going to be completely different for everybody. And regardless of what other personal trainers are doing, it doesn't matter. They don't have the same life as you. They don't have the same lifestyle. They don't have the same expenses, and they don't have the same desire of what they want to give to charity or which schools they want to send their children to. So it's a really personal thing. Now, if you're breaking it up into packages where you've got an inexpensive package, a medium range package, and a top end platinum package, then you need to work out how many of each of those clients you need to have to make sure that you reach your target turnover for your business. So it might mean that you need to have 10 clients at the top end, 15 clients in the middle end, and 50 clients at the inexpensive end. Those are numbers that you need to either do with your accountant or your calculator, and they need to be really tight, because it doesn't matter how good you are at training people, if you're not investing time, money, and effort into how much you need to charge and you're marketing to the right people, your business will end up going broke and you can't help anybody and you end up back in a lousy, stinking, rotten job. So please invest the time to do those numbers. Once you know how much you want to charge and who you're going to charge that to, the next question is, how do I ask for the money? And it's awkward, I get that. However, if people aren't paying, then your business will go broke. It's the awkward question, the elephant in the room, and you need to be the person that asks the question. So a great question to ask is, what were you planning on investing in getting your body into great shape for your wedding? Or how much money were you planning on investing to make sure that you're fit enough to run a marathon in 6 months' time? How much money were you planning on investing so that you can lose 30 kilos and be able to run around the backyard with your children by the 31st of December this year? So always relate the money back to the goal. I'm going to say that again. Always relate how much they want to invest back to the goal. And you're not telling them how much you charge. You're asking them how much they want to invest. And it's a really special question. I'm going to give you a classic example. If you've never earned $30, $40, $50, $60 an hour. So I had a student in my Brisbane student base, a gorgeous lady who'd never earned more than $30 an hour ever. And when she sat down for the first time, she did her numbers and worked out that her personal training sessions needed to be $68 a session for her to be able to have a life to look after her daughter. She was a single mum and she needed to charge $68 a session. And that's the beautiful thing about that number is that was the number. It wasn't some made up number or what everybody else was charging. That's what she needed to charge, that's what she needed to earn to have a successful, profitable business. But when you're only earning $30 an hour and you've never earned more than that, to now ask for $132 an hour is uncomfortable and awkward. So instead of sharing with her client or clients that I charge $68 a session for personal training, the beautiful question was this: how much had you planned on investing to make sure that you look beautiful in your wedding dress by the 30th of June? And the answer is a classic. I spent $5,000 on my wedding dress. I'm going to invest at least $5,000 to get into it. Now, if you don't have a $5,000 package, I think you could work it out. The beautiful thing about asking your client what they want to invest shows that you can now help them. Now, you might be able to say, well, we have a package for that. I like to look after people that want to invest a highly or a large amount into their results because I want to get them quickly and they're serious. But I also understand there are people that can't afford to do that, so I have a package to suit. So then you can produce your packages rather than you're probably wondering how much this costs, so let's work out how much I'm going to charge you, which is really awkward and uncomfortable. So the special question is, how much had you planned on investing in your goal, and make sure you specifically state the goal and the day, date, and time to make sure that you achieve this goal by this day, date, and time. And let the person, and then just be quiet, let them think about it, and they'll come back to you. And if they've had a poor experience with personal trainers or gyms or contracts at gyms, they might say, look, I'm only prepared to invest $10 a week. And that's why you need to have an inexpensive package, because you can then say, we have a package for people. There are lots of people who have had poor experiences at gyms and they're really nervous about starting with a personal trainer. And that's why we have this inexpensive package. Now, the beautiful thing again is that if they're training with you on a regular basis, you're keeping in contact with them, you're looking after them, they're feeling like they're investing money with you rather than spending money. And that's the really important part of this process. You're not asking for money. You're asking for people to invest in their own health and fitness, and they're going to get a return on their investment, which is the next great question. Once you've decided on what the amount is that they're going to invest, your question is then this. Okay, Roa, you're going to invest $100 in a personal training session with me. What do I need to do to make sure that when you finish your personal training session, you feel like you've had a $200 value added to your life? So how can I double your investment in the period of time that you train with me? And the beautiful thing about that is you don't know the answer to that question. Only Roe can answer that question. Only Mrs. Smith or Mr. Jones can answer that question. But if you know what that answer is and you're constantly producing that result, then that person knows that you are really committed to not just giving them their money value, but twice their money value. So what we need to feel when we invest in a personal trainer or a gym or any professional service for that matter, is that if we invest money, we're going to get a return on our investment, so that when the money comes out of our account, we're excited for it to leave because we feel like the $100 that's going out, we're getting $200 back. If $20 is going out, we feel like we're getting $40 back. And if you're committed to doing that, then you'll never have a challenge with money and you'll never have to ask for money again. Now, the third part is, how do we do the transaction? So once you've worked out how much you want to earn, how you're going to ask for the money, then what do we do? Do we get cash? Do we get a check? Do we get a 12 weeks up front? Do we get an automatic debit? And just the psychology of that, have a think about it for a minute. Cash is wonderful and we all really like getting cash, and cash flow for a business is delightful. However, every time I open my wallet and give you cold hard cash, I have to make a buying decision. And we've all experienced that, where we've literally got dollar notes, $50, $100 notes in our wallet. To take them out and give them to somebody every time we train, if we're not getting a return on our investment or we're not happy with our product or service, that's a really horrible experience. So I'll go back again. If I give you $100 cash, I need to feel like I'm going to get $200 back for my money. But the psychology behind that is, every time I open my wallet, I'm making another buying decision. So if you choose to go with the cash flow, there's two things to consider. Number one, your clients have to decide every time that they're going to buy. And second, it's inconsistent. So if they miss a session, if they go on holidays, if something comes up with work, they're not coming and they're also not paying. That's why most gyms now and personal trainers and most professional businesses, if they've really thought about how to run their business financially, will do an automatic debit process. And what that means is that when you go to your personal training session, there's no awkwardness about the money. That's all being done behind the scenes. The money goes from my bank account to my personal trainer's bank account. They don't have to ask me for money. I don't have to talk about the money. We can focus on the goal, not the money. And that's the beautiful thing about automatic debits. So how do you do that process? How do I get money from my account to my personal trainer's account? How do you ask people to do that? And of course, there's automatic debit companies, and there's lots of them now because there's hundreds and thousands of gyms around the world and they all do automatic debits. And there are companies that specialize in automatic debits just for fitness. And often my students say to me, Rory, which is the best company? Who should I use for my automatic debits, for my personal training business or my gym? And my answer to that is, find out for yourself. You can talk to me, and I've obviously had lots of experiences because I've been running and managing gyms all of my life. There are gym owners and personal trainers who'll give you their personal experience with their automatic debit company. And they'll tell you it was either a fantastic company or it's a terrible company. However, it's their experience. And I'm sure we've had that experience before where somebody said, don't go see that movie, it's terrible. You've seen the movie and thought, wow, I would have missed out on this movie if I'd listened to their advice. And business practice is the same. Rather than listen to somebody else's experience, their opinion, get their advice, sure, listen to it. But ultimately, it's going to be your experience. So Google automatic debit for fitness companies and they'll all come up and call them. And see how they treat you, because obviously that's how they're going to be treating your clients. The beautiful thing about having an automatic debit company look after your money is that they do all the money collection. And it's an interesting flip side to that. It may not be a downside, but something to consider is if something goes wrong with the money, the client's not paying, or the money's not going to your account, or there's a challenge, the upside is that the debit company will do the chasing. They'll be the debt collectors. And even as I say that word, nobody likes it. Debt collector is just, it's just not a nice thing to even consider. If you don't like to chase money, it's nice to have somebody else to do it for you. But ultimately, if you made a promise to your client, I'm going to look after you, be on time, provide you with a great service, smell good, be a top level professional, you did everything that you promised to do, and that person's not paying, then perhaps you want to have a conversation with that person. Maybe they need some more extra motivation and inspiration. Maybe they need a little bit more help. Maybe they're having challenges in their life and that's why they've stopped paying. You want to know why. And obviously the debt collecting company, the finance company, is not going to do that. They're just going to say, this is how much you owe and please can you pay. So if you're going to use a debt collection company or an automatic debit company, consider that that could be an upside or a downside. The other thing that you can do is chat to your bank and they may set up an automatic debit system for you where you send in the bank account numbers of your clients and the bank does an automatic debit for you every week, every 2 weeks, every month. And depending on your bank, nice, if you like your bank and they've got that system in place for you, then you can go and talk to your bank personally and it's not going to be about my client's not paying, so can the debt collectors go after them? It's about you realize that the money's not going into your account because you're looking at your own statement, which is good business practice. And now you can have a chat with your client about inspiring them more or motivating them more or getting them back on track. Cash is nice, but the challenge with cash is it's inconsistent. So I'll say that again. If you have an automatic debit system and somebody has, they've just automatically debiting every week or every 2 weeks or every month, and it's for a year or 2 years, and you can determine the time frame, or it could be until further notice, then you have consistent cash flow throughout the year. And one of the challenges with most businesses, if they don't do automatic debits, is there's good times and bad times during the year. But if you've got 50 clients and they're all paying every week on automatic debit, if they go on holidays, they do two sessions a week before or two sessions the week after to make up for it, the money's consistently going through your business. You can budget more effectively. You've got something to sell if you want to sell your business because you've got accurate records of this is how many clients and this is how much money comes through the business and it's on automatic debit, so it's a consistent payment throughout the year. So the money, the awkward part, simply means I want to have a great business because I'm a top level fitness professional. How much do you need to be worth? How much do you want to be worth? Be worth that. So make sure that your client gets at least double the value of every dollar that they invest. Make sure that when you ask for the money, and that this is a the initial consultation part of this is really important. If your client's not serious about getting a result, if they're not serious about getting their body into great shape, then be careful when you're just discussing the money, because if they're really serious and you've done the right thing and you're going to provide them with a great service, they're going to be excited to invest money with you. If they're not excited to invest the money, then be really careful. You may not take them on board, because we all know that as human beings, if we really want something, we'll find the money. So you don't want to be forcing people into buying something from you. You want them to be wanting to buy it from you and be really happy to invest the money with you. So you're not really asking for money. They're sharing with you, yes, I want to invest. And that's one of the beautiful things about when you do your initial consultation, you do your W questions effectively. The ultimate outcome of your W questions is the person will say to you, I want to get started. How much is it? I want to get started. I don't care how much it is. Or I want to get started. Let's work out the money so we can get started straight away. Because they realize that you're going to be the person that's going to help them. You're committed. You're their coach. You're on their team. And you're the person who's most likely to help them achieve their goals. Once you've got that sorted, then you have to get into the trenches of how you're going to do that. And ultimately, from a psychological point of view and a business point of view, to have an automatic debit is great. If you decide to do packages over 12 weeks or 8 weeks or 2 weeks, if you decide to do cash and people pay you every time they come, just be aware that there's going to be another buying decision. So I'm going to buy for 8 weeks and they have to buy again. I'm going to buy this session, but next week they're going to have to buy again. When they go on automatic debit, every time they decide to stop, they have to decide themselves. They've decided to buy once, now they have to decide to stop. And that psychologically is tough. If you're really serious about achieving their goals, they would have to come to you and say, I'm stopping. I'm giving up, versus you have to chase them to come to their session every week. And to wrap all of that up, ultimately, you'd never have to chase anybody. If you're committed to your client and you really want them to achieve their goals and you're doing what you promised, and that's the important thing. If you make a promise at the start, I'm going to be a top level fitness professional and this is what I'm going to do for you, and you sign the contract and you say, this is me, and remember that comes with a money back guarantee. If you do that effectively based on what you promised to do, you'll either train them for free because you made a mistake, or you'll keep training them for free until you make up for your mistake. And then everybody feels really comfortable about the money transaction. You want people to feel like they've invested money with you rather than wasted or spent money on you. And that's people walking away from their session saying, wow, I invested $50, but I got $100 worth of value. Wow, I invested $40, but I got $80 worth of value. Wow, I invested half an hour of my time, but I feel like it's added another 20 years to my life. Now you know you're a top-level fitness professional.